with a check on sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, in Major League Baseball last night, the Nats secured their postseason trip, and the Mets have one more game to go till they're eliminated, but they managed to stay alive last night.
Yeah, it's inevitable. They're shot.
Yeah.
They blew it in the last couple of weeks. Inconsistent play as they had all year.
Yeah, but they've either one more loss for them or one more win from whatchamacallit, and they're out. So
Milwaukee.
Yeah, and they're out.
Who's 16-2 in their last 18?
That'll do it for you every time.
Hottest team in baseball right now.
Yeah. That'll do it for you every time, and they're doing it without their main man,
the MVP.
Yeah. All right. Well, what else is going on? Where do you want to go in sports?
Well, Houston's one step closer to solidifying home field advantage throughout the playoffs and World Series. They won again last night. They won 8 out of their last 10. They're 2 ahead of the Yankees in the loss column with only 5 to go. And with the way their pitching staff is throwing right now, two might as well be 20. It's a tale of two teams. You watched the Yankees play last night. They used 47 pitchers in a 2-1 loss to Tampa Bay. Houston sent out one of their aces in Cole last night, pitched a real good game last night. Houston won, where's the score? Where is it? 3-0, another shutout. Cole struck out 14, and he has set a record for strikeouts for the Houston Astros in the season. And you know who the Houston Astro pitcher is that he broke the record for, don't you?
And Nolan Ryan.
That's a lot of strikeouts, folks. Over 312 strikeouts. So the difference between right now between the Astros and the Yankees is the Astros' pitching staff is set. The Yankees' pitching staff's in shambles. That's not good for the Yankees if you're a Yankee fan.
All right. So, like I said, we've all known that Houston's probably going to win the World Series anyway. But other than that...
Well, then... Everybody else's regular season's for naught if they don't win the World Series.
I know, but...
regular seasons mean nothing.
You got it. Well, no, you're absolutely right. No, you don't play to come in second, or you shouldn't play to come in second.
Nope. Second's the first loser.
So there's that. All right, what else is going on in sports? Anything else?
Not much else. I mean, it's Wednesday. NFL starts again tomorrow, so there's a lull there. Nothing earth-shattering going. I don't think anybody from the NFL went to jail in the last few days.
Well, Richie Incognito's in trouble, but that's he said he didn't do it, so.
Yeah, well, that's about the seventh time he said that. But one more thing going back to baseball. With the, Tampa winning last night and the Indians winning big last night, 11-0, and Oakland losing, that wild card's real tight now again.
Yeah.
The wild card in the American League is somebody's not going to make it. And everybody's so close right now, it's ridiculous. Tampa Bay, there's a one-game difference between third and first. The A's have a half-game lead on Tampa. Tampa has a half-game lead on the Indians. Oakland has one less game played than both of them, so they have a game in hand, which helps. But this is going to go right down to the wire. And any two of these three teams are going to make the play-in game. And right now, the Indians are probably playing the best, and they're on the outside looking in. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
All right. Hey, there was hockey last night.
There's been hockey, but it doesn't count.
The rain. So I'm going to say this now because it's probably one of the few times I'll say it during the course of the year. The Rangers beat the Islanders.
Doesn't count.
I know, but they still beat him anyway.
It doesn't count. Let's see where the Rangers and the Islanders are at Christmas.
Well, that's why I'm saying I wanted to get in that the Rangers beat the Islanders now because I don't think there's going to be many times I can do that during the regular season.
How many years is it now that the Rangers haven't made the playoffs? What's that streak?
I don't know. Probably what, 6?
I don't know. I really don't know, but I know it's up there. So they are what? 94, 25 years removed from a cup.
It's quite a while.
They're almost as bad as the Jets.
Almost.
Well, you throw that one fluky championship in there. They're bad. The Jets, the Rangers, the Knicks. Does any city want teams?
That's right. Lease them out. Try to make
money. Send them out. Build them a stadium. Build them a rink. They'll go.
They will.
I'm just looking forward to the playoffs to finally start in baseball because the teams that you thought were going to make it are the teams making it except for the American League wild card. And just let's get on with it. Just get on with it.
There you go.
And it's going to be interesting to see not only what happens in Boston with the brass, what happens with the Mets. Is the manager coming back? What's going to happen to Brody Van Wagenen? Those are the interesting things that I think that the Mets need to answer. My opinion, Van Wagenen, fair, take him or leave him. The manager, adios, amigo.
There you go. Well, big changes coming in Boston, possibly New York, and Chicago.
So. I'll tell you what. If Boston fires their manager, the Mets should send up a limousine immediately.
That's right.
And immediately.
Bring them on in.
They should have one waiting out in front just in case.
All right, I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Mike Kosky with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.